Every day is just one heartbeat away from a headline. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The school shooter, Colt Gray, and his father, Colin Gray, both now facing murder charges for that horrific school shooting in Georgia just a few weeks ago. It's starting to be, I think a lot of us are looking at this case with the father, Colin Gray, being charged, almost the new standard after the Crumbleys, Ethan Crumbley and his parents, all being charged with their accountability and responsibility for providing their son with the weapon that he used in that school shooting. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. This is, again, one of those cases where see something, say something, but that seems to be where it stopped. The do something part never seemed to take hold, if you will. Even though officers did come to the house about a year earlier after a threat was revealed to very likely have been from Colt Gray made on Discord against the school. We have watched that that body cam video. I'm sure you have as well. A lot of people are frustrated going, why didn't they do more? I guess my question was, could they have done more? I mean, or their hands are probably quite tied, I'm guessing, as to what one can actually do in that sort of a situation.
Well, they could have done more, Tony. There is no doubt. There is a Georgia statute that specifically discusses making terroristic threats, and certainly a threat against a school falls underneath that. In my opinion, what they should have done was they should have gone there and they should have asked to review what was on his computer and what was on his phone. If for some reason, which I don't think they would have, but if they would have said no, you're not getting that without a warrant, I would have used the FBI's tip and all that information pertaining to what he had, the threat he had allegedly made, and used that to get a search warrant for his devices and for the phone. And I believe he should have been charged if that those were proven to come from him, which it sounds like it wouldn't have been a tough case. And we're seeing them now, Tony, all over the place. I've covered six, I believe, so far, four just in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Why? I mean, was this a failure on the part of law enforcement for not going further? I'm just trying to wrap my mind around why they wouldn't have taken this more seriously. And they really just took them at their word. You had the guy coming out, you had Colin coming out kind of looking like a buffoon. Oh no, he's got this and that. They're talking about hunting and all that, and that he still has access to the guns and he's not going to take the access away unless they can kind of prove that he did this. The kid comes out and says, no, I didn't do it. And that was it. It was just like, okay, well, we believe you. What type of deer did you get last year? That's what it essentially was. And I'm not against hunting or anything like, but it's just, it really felt like, okay, could they have done more? Because it felt to me, just watching them, like either they didn't want to do more, they just kind of wanted to get this done and move on, or they couldn't do more.
Well, they could do more, as I previously explained, but then why didn't they? And I'll tell you why. And it's very simple. This was a young minor kid, and they get terroristic threats all the time. Mm-hmm. People calling in, students threatening online. And you know what? Finally, law enforcement agencies are starting to do something about it. It's trending nationwide now, reported on it a lot. And this is about time, is all I have to say. The wake-up call should have been in Colorado at Littleton. It wasn't there. It wasn't at, you know, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. It wasn't at Sandy Hook. Finally, it seems like we're waking up and saying, yeah, sticks and stones break my bones, but you know what? You can't throw sticks and stones and say whatever you want when you're threatening a school any longer, because these kids follow through with it.
Yeah. I guess I'm asking, what has been the problem? Has it been just the too many threats that come through, and it's been too hard for them to decipher what's legitimate and what's not? And at some point it becomes white noise. I mean, why are we where we are at, where some get attention, some don't? And are the resources even there really to follow up on the volume of these sort of threats that come through?
The resources are there. It's just too important now. I think people understand that although there are, you know, idiots behind the keyboard, young people behind the keyboard being brazen and just throwing out these threats for entertainment, those days are gone, I'm hoping, at least with the trending I'm seeing now. And I think in the past, they just wanted to give a little bit of a pass to 10-year-olds, you know, 12-year-olds that were making these threats. Oh, they're young, that, you know, their parents didn't know about it. Just as you saw, they're giving any excuse, head down. No, I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. And just moving on to a case that they thought was more important. Now, these are the important cases. And you, a 10-year-old, I believe she, I believe was 10, was just arrested. And we know a 10-year-old took a gun in and shot a teacher in the face.
Yeah.
Decently recently. So, you know, there's just no age. And I love the precedent too, Tony, you touched on it at the beginning, mm-hmm. that it should be the norm that if a parent buys a gun for their young child and allows them unfettered access of that gun, and then it's used in a shooting, heck yeah, that parent needs to be charged. Maybe something will change with these parents not guarding their guns.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.